Time now to check in on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website for more information on goings-on, of which there are many in Legion these days, especially with early voting going on. Joined on the phone by Penny Rich, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Yeah, I am okay. I'm glad you said early voting. We're hitting it out of the ballpark here in Orange County with early voting, but you know, we want to continue to urge people to get out there and vote early. You can vote up until actually on Halloween Day, the 31st. So, yeah, let's do that. So those that want to vote on Election Day, you know, there are people that are traditionalists that will only vote on Election Day. We'll just make the lines, less crowded. Let's put it that way. If we can get folks out over the next couple of days,
it's just such a good thing to have early voting. I think I know, like, I've got family in Michigan. I don't think they have early voting there. I think that's one of the states where just everyone is required to go and vote on Election Day if they're going to vote in person. And I just can't imagine doing that, like with the lines being as long as they are and turnout as high as it's going to be this year. Like it's nice to have.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. In Michigan, think about how cold it's going to be also on November 3rd. Interestingly enough, when I first started voting, I still lived in New York City at the time. You turn 18 and you're ready to vote. And New York City just this year started early voting. So there was no early voting, there was no absentee voting, it was a long time ago. I mean, if you were overseas and you were in some sort of military service, of course you could vote, but not for us regular folk. And there was always a line, I remember, when I was going to vote. And I just thought that that's the way it was. I didn't realize that other states had all these other mechanisms to get voting in. So it was welcome when I moved to North Carolina. I was like, wow, we can do early voting. And as you know, for the longest time, we couldn't vote on Sunday here. And we finally got that in there. There's lots of ways to do it. They are actually, not encouraging folks to pop those absentee ballots in the mail anymore. If you can, bring them up to the Board of Elections, or you can bring them to an early voting site and hand them in there. But if you're taking the time to go to the early voting site, you might as well vote. It's safe. It's clean. We haven't had any complaints so far from people that felt that was overcrowded or anything like that. So, yeah, it's going smoothly.
Sounds good. Other things going on in Orange County. I know certainly we're still in the midst of a pandemic. We've got Halloween coming up on Saturday, and everyone's getting the word out about how to stay safe and unfortunately not do a lot of the things that people typically do on Halloween.
Yeah, we're kind of reinventing everything this year, right? It's the whole, like, the opposite of you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We actually do have to reinvent the wheel. There's a lot of guidelines out there, and you can go to the Orange County website, and I know you say it a number of times during our conversation, but you could go to the health department, and they're talking about different ways of doing Halloween, so you could still have some fun with the kids. It's the adults that are going to have to, calm down. We're not opening Franklin Street. I mean, Mayor Heminger has already told everyone that that's not happening. We'll certainly see folks walking up and down on Franklin Street, because as you just said, it's going to be a beautiful weekend with temperatures, really fall-like temperatures. So putting a costume on and walking around is not the worst thing in the world. But the street won't be closed. So, the sidewalks will be crowded if people are going to get out there. So you need to take precautions. I think everyone needs to be wearing a mask on top of their mask. there'll be masks and masks, and that'll be fine. But we've got to learn how to do it differently this year. And that extends all the way through Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the holidays. We just have to be mindful and just, I don't want to say write 2020 off, but we just need to do it a little bit differently to stay safe.
Yeah, we just got the word. I think last night the word came down and then confirmed this morning that the courthouse was closed because of a COVID exposure. Any information on that?
No, so I was made aware of it yesterday early on, and did talk to Mark Kleinschmidt about it, clerk of courts, and, it's – they had a really good run. They've maintained and been open the entire time where all the other departments and buildings have been closed. The courts have not. And they've really done a great job. And you know, in this case, it was one of the people in the clerk's court's office that you know, they share a space with 27 people. And you know, it's that indoor sort of shared space, the air filtration. As I talked to Dr. Rubisil from the School of Public Health, most air filtration systems move fresh air in between 10 and 15 minutes. They're trying to get it between 6 and 10 minutes now. But that's how quick you can be exposed to a virus within like 10 or 15 minutes if you're inside. So, you know, they've done all right up until now. They will be temporarily shutting down. The health department has given them guidelines. And thanks to Quintana Stewart, who is just an ace on this, helped Mark guide his group through this. You know, as you know, you can't go get tested right away, right? Because the incubation period could be between 2 and 5 days. So everyone in that office will be subsequently tested, and hopefully they'll be back in action. I think next week, end of next week, if not the beginning of the following week. I'm thinking, you know, more towards the you know, 7th, 8th, 9th of November looks like a better time. Yeah, you know, some of the proceedings are still going to happen, Aaron, as you know, online. And that's a little challenging because of some of the cases that they have. But, you know, again, we're going to do our best to try and move things along.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, and as promised, the website, orangecountync.gov, for more information on county government, including the county commissioners, whom you have not seen, I think, in person in months and months, right? How is
some
that been?
Well, I've had some social distance cocktails with a few of my colleagues, which is always good. Because, you know, watching people and talking to people on Zoom is just, it's exhausting. I mean, it just, I know you're teaching a class at Durham Tech. It's just, after a while, you're like, this is enough. So yeah, it's been difficult. I think that we've all done the best we can to try and maintain a standard of meeting. Certainly getting through the RTLP conversation was, challenging. But I do want to give everyone kudos for getting through that, especially staff who work so hard. And, you know, we're in a different setting now. We have a developer online. We have staff online. We have everybody sort of like in these little, you know, squares on our computer. So, you know, everyone worked really, really hard on that. So, you know, kudos to everyone on that. And, you know, the same thing with COVID. I mean, I don't mean to jump back to that, but you know, we keep hearing that, oh, it's over and it's this and it's that. And a lot of people have relaxed some of the, oh, I don't know, their everyday life. They kind of relaxed a little bit. And we're seeing the cases go up. I mean, that is a clear indication that, you know, that it's community contact at this point and not necessarily congregated living. And so, you know, we keep telling people to be mindful. This is not over, and we know that people are exhausted of the whole concept of being in the pandemic. But you know, you've got to be vigilant. You've got to keep it up, and it's, you know, until we get either some sort of change in the White House or change in the way we're handling this. It's just going to be here with us for a while.
And kind of with that in mind, UNC's already starting to make plans to have students back in a limited capacity, at least on campus next semester. Thoughts about that or discussions between county officials and campus about that?
Yeah, so, you know, we have not started talking to campus yet about that. I'm not sure if Mayor Hemminger has done that. We know that it's going to be much different than the original roadmap. And, you know, in cases like, for example, that other college down 9 miles down the road in Durham, they came up with an amazing plan. They are doing remarkably well. And, you know, granted, they have a whole lot less students. I think it's about 17,000 students versus our, like, you know, 45,000, including the grad students. So they were able to get a better handle on what they needed to do. But, you know, testing every, like, twice a week and group testing. And then if something, someone in the group tests, and everybody has to test. So they were really very vigilant. I'm hoping that UNC comes up with some sort of plan like that. And like you say, it is going to be limited. So I believe that most of those spring classes are going to still remain online. And, you know, as long as you have that option to be online, then I think people will feel pretty safe about it.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, other things going on in Orange County that folks ought to know.
Well, so besides voting, we do have a meeting coming up right after that. So we have two regular business meetings in November and a work session. And, you know, we're just trying to get things onto the agenda that we, I don't want to say we put off, but we sort of like, because the RTLP took up two full business meetings, you know, and that's, you know, 8-10 hours of conversation. We did have to move things over to the next business meeting, which is going to be on Thursday, by the way. It's not going to be on Wednesday. I'm sorry, Tuesday the 3rd, because that's election day. So it'll be on the 5th. And, you know, so right now we're talking about the reappraisal schedule of values. And I know a lot of folks don't want to talk about that, about the reappraisal. But the county commissioners did pass a policy that we would continue to look at reappraising properties every 4 years. Because if you remember, we went a really long time the last time because of the 2008 recession. And it didn't work out well. So even though we are in a recession now and we're in a pandemic, it's a good idea to look at the values of homes. And, you know, that's something that it just everybody needs to take a look at. We try to do revenue neutral. We try to do our best with information that we have to make sure that everyone is being treated fairly. And so that's coming up. You'll see that sort of, timeline of what's going to be happening. That'll drop on the agenda this week. It'll be out. We're also going to talk about affordable housing, and we have about $2.5 million left from our bond, a 2016 bond, and we want to get that money out there, especially now. We want to create as many units as we can with that money, so we have some options on that one. So that'll be good. I'm happy to be able to make sure that gets out. And then there'll be some emergency housing assistance program. We do need to move some money over into that program, and we can shift money around. I know a lot of people don't understand, but when we get money from grants or from the state, we're able to shift some money around. So we just need to make that amendment to fix that. And then the manager is recommending a pandemic response payment for all permanent Orange County employees. And, you know, a lot of our employees have been just working day and night. And so we do have some of the monies left over that we were able to extend to our employees, and that'll be on the agenda. And then there's one last thing, Aaron. We have our alliance with our healthcare worker, you know, the NGO is Cardinal Innovations. And as you know, we've been trying to disengage from Cardinal for a while and move over to a company actually called Alliance. We've been working on this for years, and so we might have the ability to do that now. So that discussion, it's not quite on the agenda now, but I think we're trying to put that on there before the agenda drops, and we'll have some discussions about that.
All right. Again, Orange County,
so,
NC.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. A lot more beyond that as well. Always a busy time for Orange County. Commissioner Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much. And I will talk to you again after the election, I guess.
Yeah, awesome, Aaron. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.